When you're operating outside of your calling, you're operating outside of God's power.
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to stick with what makes us unique.
He's calling us to live in this world, but he's calling us to a value system that is different than the world in which we're in.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The recipe of faith is only one ingredient, God. Today, Dr. Evans will tell us about the trouble one biblical character got into when he tried adding some spice to the mix. Let's join him.
Football games have halftime. Halftime is a time of resting and assessment. It is a short break in the middle of the game to kind of regather and relook at things. Been many a team that's been ahead at halftime who lost. There has been many a team who was losing, but by the time the game was over, things had turned around. There are four quarters in these that make up these two halves, but it's not until the final whistle is blown that we're able to make a definitive statement about how things turned out. Now, I don't know what quarter you're in your life. Fact of the matter is, neither do you, because we don't know when the final whistle is going to blow. But our series has been called It's Not Too Late. And I simply want to suggest to you, if you still hear, the game is still on and the clock is still ticking. And therefore, your past doesn't have to define your future. Perhaps up until this point, life has been a losing proposition for you. A series of mistakes, sins, failures, disappointments. But you're still here. The final whistle has not blown. The game is still on. Brokenness is God stripping us of our self-sufficiency. It is God bringing us to the end of ourselves. Brokenness is making John 15 a reality in our lives. Without me, you can do nothing. The problem is, that's easy to say. It's a whole different ballgame to live that way. That without him, we can do nothing. Our final personality for this series is a well-known biblical character. His name is Samson. One wonders when you read the four chapters of the life of Samson recorded in the book of Judges, chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16, how this man made it to the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Time will not allow us to go over the story of Samson's life in detail. Just read chapter 13 to 16 and you can get the whole story of his 20-year career as a judge in Israel. But he does start out very powerfully in chapter 13. And a summary can be stated just by reading verse 5. For behold, talking to Samson's mother, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. And no razor shall come upon his head, for the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines. He says, you're going to have a baby boy, and he's going to be dedicated to God. That's what the Nazarite vow was. It was a unique set-apart role that God was calling her son to. By the way, parents, that's why you want to dedicate your children to God, because as early as possible, you want to set them apart to God. Why? Because the devil wants to set them apart to him. So they're going to be set apart. The question is, which direction? The Nazarite vow said, no razor shall come upon his head. And this growing hair will be the secret to his uniqueness. This boy would have the power of Superman in the feats that he would perform. I mean, he would have the daring of Bruce Willis dealing with folk who don't want to do right. Yet he would have the debonair of Denzel Washington. Samson was every man's nightmare and every woman's dream. Because he had it all going on. He would have been a star today because of all he had going for him. But There was one thing different about him. The Nazirite vow. His mother had to explain to him as a boy, son, you're not like every other kid. You belong to God. You shouldn't have even been here. I was barren, but God supernaturally allowed me to get pregnant and give birth to you. And God said, I want him to carry out my purpose. What was that purpose? Well, it said in verse 5 that his purpose was to deliver Israel from their enemy. In other words, he had a kingdom contract, a divine assignment, because he was set apart, the Nazirite vow, to a unique purpose. Well, the Nazirite vow doesn't exist anymore, but set apart people do. The Bible calls it being sanctified. It means being set apart for the unique purposes of God. And every saint is supposed to be sanctified. Every Christian is supposed to be set apart for God's unique calling on your life. That was the Nazirite vow in his particular role as judge. Throughout his career, you will see a phrase that pops up over and over again, like in Judges chapter 13, verse 25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. Or chapter 14, verse 14, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so the ropes broke that were on his arms. In other words, his set apartness gave him access to spiritual power. He had power against his enemies because the Spirit of God came upon him. Every believer today in the new age, the age of the Spirit, the church age, has the Spirit of God within them, experienced by them when they are living sanctified. That is, living separated, unique, different. Once you lose your uniqueness, once you lose your difference, you lose your power. Today we are dealing with, in our generation, powerless Christians because they are unsanctified. They've messed with their Nazirite vow. That is, their set apartness, their uniqueness. And then he meets Delilah. That word Delilah means delicate. Soft to the touch. But remember, he's a player. The Philistines, it goes on to say, or Philistines, however you want to pronounce it, talk to Delilah and say, Samson is hooked on you. And we will give you enough money to retire if you will locate the secret of his strength. Because this man is wreaking havoc with us. And we got to deal with him, but we don't know what his secret is. And since we can't find it out, we know what love's got to do with it. We know you can work that thing because you done messed up his mind. Now, what he didn't know was Delilah was a gold digger. Delilah wanted the money. And the highest bidder would do. So she goes to him and she says, time number one, what's your strength? Samson likes to play games. He likes riddles and stuff. And so he tells her his strength is something that it's not. And she says, hey, the Philistines are on you. And he jumps up and he's obviously lied to her. She says, time number two. Come on, you messing with me. What makes you so strong, honey? He lies to her again. Wrong again. Third time, same thing happens. Now we get to time number four. Verse 15. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you? Oh, she's working it now. How can you say I love you when your heart's not with me? You don't love me. You never loved me. You just said you loved me. You have deceived me these three times and have not told me where your great strength is. If you love me, how are you going to have a secret from me? It came about when she pressed him daily. The word there, nagging. Says she pressed him daily. She got on his last nerve. You know, the Bible says it is better for a man to live on the rooftop than to live in a house with a nagging woman. The Bible says that the constant talking of a woman is like the drip of water from a faucet. This is in the Bible. In other words, nagging can drive you nuts, okay? So that his soul was annoyed to death. So he told her all that was in his heart and said, a razor shall never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me and I will become weak and I will become like other men. She called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up once more, for he has told me all that was in his heart. And the lords of the Philistines came to her and brought the money and put it in her hands. Verse 19 is an interesting verse. She made him sleep on her knees and called for a man, and he shaved off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. Now, the power is not in his hair. The power is in the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him. That's why I read that earlier. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. But the power was represented by his hair, because his hair was the symbol of his vow, and his vow was his dedication to God. So when he lost his hair, he lost his vow, which means he was no longer functioning in his dedication, which means he no longer had access to power. Let's put it this way. When you're operating outside of your calling, you're operating outside of God's power. When you're operating outside of your uniqueness, your separation as a follower of Christ, you're operating outside of where the Spirit flows. They're having a party. They are partying hardy. They are jamming because our God beat their God. So now we done left people fighting people to God's fighting gods, and their God is the winner, they said. Your God ain't all that, because you blind. And we're running the show in your life, even though you were dedicated to God. Some of us in here today were dedicated perhaps in our churches growing up by our parents, and then we got to college and we adopted the world. And we got as blind as they were, as bound as they were, as defeated as they were, because we left our uniqueness, our Nazarite vow, our sanctification.
And Dr. Evans will come back to tell us the rest of Samson's story when he continues our message in a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about the perfect follow-up resource for Tony's current teaching series, his brand new book called Your Comeback. Satan loves it when we get so focused on our failures that we feel too far gone for God. But whatever struggles you may be facing, there's a fresh start waiting for you. And this book explains how you can experience it. And today, for the last time, we'd like you to have it as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation, any donation, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And as a special bonus, we'll include full-length CDs of all 8 messages in this series Tony's wrapping up today. It's not too late. Details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where staff members are always available to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tony will come back with more of our message after this.
Journey to a time of kings and prophets. Witness epic battles and miraculous events. Live the greatest adventures ever told, straight from the pages of the Bible. The Tony Evans Training Center provides more than just world-class training in a learn-at-your-own-pace environment. It strives to make the books of the Bible come alive. We'll take you deep into God's Word so that you can experience it in a life-changing way. Begin your journey today at TonyEvansTraining.org. That's TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
I want to call your attention in this last segment to a verse, verse 22. However, the hair of his head began to grow. Let me explain. He's not just talking about the hair of his head. He's talking about something else. You see, the context of this statement is a context about God. They were praising Dagon, their God because he was defeated. He was defeated because of sin. Sin led to the cutting of his hair. However, while they were partying with their God, and he's grinding around in the prison, unbeknownst to them, or they weren't paying attention to it, but very conscious to him, is that what he was losing was coming back. Watch this now. What he lost because of sin. You can only regain what you lost because of sin by repentance. So he getting a repentant hair growth. We can prove that in a moment by the prayer that he prays. His hair is growing back, not just because it got cut off, but because he, in his broken state, is getting back right with God. That's the only way you can explain him showing up in Hebrews chapter 11 as a man of faith. In his messed up condition, his broken life, his bound situation, him serving another God, it dawns on him about his dedication. Son, you are dedicated to God, and when your hair is not cut, God's power is going to be in your life. So he's grinding here, and what does he want? Give me my hair back. Some of you here today are asking God, give me my life back. Give me my peace back. Give me my joy back. Give me my hopefulness back. Give me my victory back. Give me my relationship back. Give me my unity back. Take me off of these pills. Take me off of these drugs. And you're blind. You can't see any solution. You're bound. You can't see any freedom. And things are going bad. But it says, however. See, there is a however word for the Christian who's been broken by the sinfulness of their circumstances. And your however word that gets your hair back is the word repentance. When you agree with God about where you have gone wrong and you turn back and get back on the right road, that is called repentance. God turning it around. So verse 25, it so happened when they were in high spirits. That's Hennessy and Jack Daniels. High spirits. They said, call for Samson that he may amuse us. So they called for Samson from the prison and he entertained them. And the sinners are laughing at the saint. The saint has become a joke to the sinner. However, his hair's growing back. It ain't over yet. Oh, I love verse 27. See, you got to get verse 27 there. Watch it. Now, the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistine were there, and about 3,000 men and women were on the roof looking on while Samson was amusing them. Okay. So you got 5, 6, 7, 8,000 people, depending on how much they were cramped inside when you add the roof and the bottom. So this is a monster gathering. Up until this point, he uses God's power to benefit him. When they made him mad, you know, he'd take care of business. But that was not the calling. The calling wasn't just to take care of you. The calling was to deliver others. God's purpose for your life is not just about you. Now, it includes you, but it never includes only you. God's kingdom purpose is blessed to be a blessing. So if you cannot describe how you're being a blessing, you have to question whether indeed you have been blessed. Because God never blesses you for you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you power unlike any other man. Opportunity unlike any other man so that you can what? Deliver them. Who are you delivering because God delivered you? Verse 28 says, then Samson called to the Lord. He's remembering his vow. He's remembering his commitment. He's remembering his set apartness. He has repented of what has led him to be in this place. He calls on God and said, remember me and please strengthen me just this time, O God. Verse 29, Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, braced himself against them. The one on the right hand and the other on his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. He could be saying what Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So what he says is, God, let this be my finest hour. When I close my eyes in death, let me close my eyes having won this game. Let me close my eyes not as a loser, but as a winner. Better to go to heaven earlier as a winner than later as a loser. And so he presses against the pillars. He bent with all of his might so that the house fell on the lords and all the people who were within it, so that the dead whom he killed at his death, which was for the purpose of delivering Israel, were more than those he killed in his life. Wait a minute now. He had 1,030 victories in his life. In his death, he had mega thousands of victories of those who worshiped the idol and were against the true God and were terrorizing God's people. The score wasn't even close. What am I saying? I'm saying it's not too late. At his death, it says, he did more than 19 years or 20 years worth of human effort. He did more in those final remaining moments than he had accomplished all of his life. You don't have to end the game of life a loser, even if you've lost to this point. God says if you let your hair grow, that is, take back your vow, come back into your sanctified relationship with me, you can discover even if you live bad, you can die well. He saw his sacrifice as the ultimate deliverance of Israel. And then it closes. Then his brothers and all of his father's household came down, took him, brought him up, and buried him. It closes by saying, and he judged Israel for 20 years. And yet he shows back up in Hebrews chapter 11 as a great man of faith. Why? Because when he got right with God, God did great things through him, even in the last 2 minutes of life. The word I want to leave you with today is, don't you give up. Don't you quit. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you run away. Don't you say, it'll never be me. You say, but I'm blind, I'm bound. The other God is calling the shots in my life. I'm a failure, I'm defeated. All that may be true. You may be saying, but I done messed up, I done tore up, I done ruined my reputation, I done ruined, all that may be true. It was true for Samson, but he said one more time. He said this last time, show up and show out for me. And if it costs me my life, let me go out of here with a blaze of fire for God. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. But do come home to your uniqueness so God can let you see that the latter can be greater than the former because you've come back to him.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about Samson's final comeback. In the last message from our series, It's Not Too Late. So today's your last chance to take advantage of our special offer on this powerful sermon collection. Remember, if you get in touch with us before the day's out and make any contribution to help support Tony's ministry, we'll send you all 8 full-length CDs in this collection as our thank you gift, along with Tony's brand new book, Your Comeback. There's no more time to wait, so pay us a visit right away at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are standing by 24/7 to help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. Somewhere between what we think and what we say, there's supposed to be a filter that catches the harmful words before they get out. On Monday, Dr. Evans will explain why that filter doesn't always work the way God wants it to, as he talks about the power of the words we use. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.